Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. It's Tangeray Tuesday, horny. It can be Taco Tuesday if you want. Now listen, if I get me some tacos, I like crunchy shell because I like the crunch, 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 baby. Listen, I got something to tell y'all. I got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are based in Africa. They are in South and North Africa. They are in Kenya, Nigeria, Zimbabwe. I do have some members in Germany and the UK, and I do have an honorary member in India, Karan Patani Horny. Yes. Now, listen, I know y'all ain't doing nothing. I know you're on your jobs. You're sitting at your desk. You ain't doing nothing but sitting on Facebook. But look, while you're on Facebook.com, do me a favor. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, please do give it a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate it. Yes. Now, listen. I got a real special show on today. Listen, Horny. It is Fierce to the Rescue. Horny, I got something for you. It just is just unbelievable. It is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Horny, I got a special promotion, and I'm telling you, it is animal rescue. I got a real special story for you today from a young lady I'm going to play for you. This young lady is unbelievable. Let me tell you the story, and I'm going to tell you all about her animal rescue. Hey, listen to this.
Hello, Fierce Female Network. I am grateful to be with you guys today. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I would like to start with the skunk rescue story since that's already been mentioned. We had a volunteer for the very first time and unfortunately the very last time on a late summer day when we got a call from a homeowner who had a pretty unique issue. He said that a skunk had got caught in one of his mouse traps and fallen down into the window well of his basement. He was worried that the skunk was going to break through the window and spray all over. So we hightailed it across the county, almost to the next state. And when we got there, luckily it was still outside, but still stuck in the window well. So I walk up and I scoop it up into my arms. And they were kind of freaked out. They were like, shouldn't we have some blankets or something? I was like, well, we can. So I wrapped the skunk in a blanket and we held it. And we took the top part off so it would be able to breathe and see what we were doing and everything. And we could cut the metal off easier. And the little skunk held onto my finger and I rubbed its cheek and talked to it. And it was just a little ball of love. It was very sweet. And as the guys were clipping that metal off, I kept talking to it and holding it. And it actually went very, very smooth after just a few minutes. We were able to pop the baby's neck right out of there. And there was just a little bit of mark from where it had rubbed on the metal, but no like deep cuts or anything, just little abrasions. So I just set it right back down on the ground. Everybody ran away, and I shoot it back into the bushes. And that was our rescue. Unfortunately, I think it was a little too much for that volunteer because they did not come back. But hopefully it was a good memory for them. And it was a good memory for me. I thought we did an excellent job, and the homeowner, although they were very shocked at how friendly I am with animals and how friendly they are with me, was very pleased that that skunk was no longer going to be a threat to the basement and was just going back to the wild where it should be. So All's Well That Ends Well, and made for a funny story, I'm sure, when that volunteer told everyone what happened to them. Again, thank you for having me on the show. I hope that you got a little kick out of this, and I'll see you next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Everyone, that is the owner. That is the owner of this phenomenal animal rescue. She is on a mission to rescue animals. The website that you can take a look at is animalnaturesq.org. You can take a look at her website. You can see the stories from her rescue, the different animals that she have rescued. She is really, really phenomenal. You're going to be hearing a lot more from this young lady, and you're going to be hearing a lot more stories on her rescues. On tomorrow, I do have another story that I'm going to play for you. It is a ferret rescue. I'm telling you, you are not going to believe the amazing talent that she has for working with animals in rescue. And what her mission is to provide a safe place for every animal. It's animalnaturesq.org. And I tell you, she comes equipped with certification. She is certified in what she is doing. She's educated. She has her degrees and diplomas. And so she is not just out here, you know, doing rescues on her own. No, it doesn't work like that. She does have her non-for-profit status on her website. When you visit the website, you will see that she is IRS. Certified 501c3 tax deduction. She does have her number on her website letting you know that she does hold the status of a 501c3 tax deduction. Also, she has been trained in neurolinguistics programming practitioner. She's a certified coach, project manager. She does have, she comes with a host of certifications and training. She has advanced and executive leadership training skills for running a business. She is a advanced wealth practitioner. She's a nonprofit management specialist. So she knows what she's doing, and she knows how to handle safety first when it comes to animals. She has holistic veterinarian medicine. So she does have her degree. She is a licensed and trained veterinarian. So she's not in the business of assisting someone else. She has her own non-for-profit when it comes to rescue animals. She is a veterinarian. She is trained, skilled, and licensed. Okay, and so the next thing I'm going to get into, I've got a little bit of music. We're going to spice it up just a little bit. All right, now I got a little music. Well, it's Tuesday. Let's see what we can get going on today. You know what? Let's do a little booby blood. You know, I started playing it on yesterday. Advance, the name of the song is Advance. So let's go ahead on and get to baby. You know, let's turn up, baby. Let's turn up. This is Advance. Take a listen.
I just came to get the bands. Tell them suckers I did not come to make friends.
No friends.
He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance. He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance. Since everybody around want a feature, take a seat, do attendance, I'm the teacher.
Hello.
Listen, talking like they know me, boy, you leeching.
You don't know me.
Your girlfriend told me that you be preaching.
Why you
telling
that?
Us stories about some shit we did. Think when I was 15 or maybe a kid. Grown man status, now think about it.
Yeah.
Influenced by the streets, where would I be without it?
Where?
These haters want me dead or is it in jail?
Is it?
Either way you give me life, I really can't tell.
No.
There's no difference.
No difference.
I'm so gifted.
So gifted.
Just chilling in the whip and I'm so lifted.
Woo.
Man, I just came to get the band. Tell them suckers I did not come to make friends.
No friends.
He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
He want a feature, tell him pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
Hold up, let's get back to the topic.
Okay.
Booby blood, I'm the only one popping.
Okay.
When I'm at the mall, I'm the one shopping.
Woo.
When we at the mall, she the one shopping.
Yeah.
Coach by Tiffany, wrist don't froze.
Oh.
Everybody watching, man, get y'all hoes.
Oh.
Is on the internet, shit exposed. Watching my hits lurking, I know.
I just came here to get the band. Tell them haters I did not come to make friends.
No.
They want a preacher, tell them pay me in advance.
Gotta pay.
They want a preacher, tell them pay me in advance.
I'm just chilling in the Benzo.
not come to make friends.
No, no.
You want a beat to tell him pay me in advance. You want a beat to tell him pay me in advance.
Man, I just came to get the band.
Get the band.
Tell them suckers I did not come to make friends.
No friends.
You want a beat to tell him pay me in advance.
You gotta pay.
You want a beat to tell him pay me in advance.
You gotta pay.
Counting up his money, that's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
I was in the streets, I learned a lesson.
I learned a lesson.
You gotta really be about what you be flexing. Cause other niggas out here really fuck testing.
Woo!
Back to the wall, you gotta focus now. The people that's around you are poking now. They say they want you to win, but then they hope you drown. And everybody throwing disses when you're not around. Man, I just came to get the band. Tell them niggas I did not come to make friends. You want a feature, man, pay me in advance. You want a feature, man, pay me in advance.
It's on. Tell him I just came to get the band.
Oh, yeah.
I did not come here to make no friends.
Oh, no.
You want a feature, tell him pay me in advance.
You gotta pay.
You want a feature, bitch, pay me in advance.
You gotta pay.
Listen, listen, listen. That's Bluey Blood. That is advance. Y'all got to pay people in advance. That's what he's singing about. He got so tired of people trying to, you know, shortchange him for his services. You know, when you're an artist, you're a musician, you're an entertainer, sometimes folks will try to shortchange you and your skill and your talent. You know, so he said, I'm going to make a song. He said, I got so tired of people trying not to pay me for my skill and my entertainment. And he went on and made a song called Advance. He gets paid in advance. That's what he's talking about. So listen now, you know what? Around here at the Fierce Female Network, I try to help, you know, the artists and give them exposure and promote them. Yes, yes, yes. So now listen, but I want to go to the Facebook page, facebook.com, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. I want y'all to check out the different shows, the different artists. Now really, let me tell y'all something. Honey, what comes across here is talent. It ain't just, you know, somebody just rolled off the turnip truck. They just didn't fall off and get into some tomatoes. You know what I mean? They ain't sipping on V8 juice, you know, trying to figure out how to make some music. No, not like that. So now listen, they really serious about what they're doing. And so I tried to put the shows on the page, on the Fierce Female Network page, on Facebook, and sometimes on Instagram, you know. I got a little help now, so it's going to be a little bit more arranged and a little bit more organized. Somebody's going to take control and go ahead and do the post, do all that for me, because I tell you, it can be a real task and a real job to keep up with that. So listen, I got some more music for you on today. My boy Camilio, you know I've been talking about Camilio. He has to thank him for his service that he's doing for the country. And so he was deployed in Afghanistan, and when he came back from Afghanistan, he got into music this year, and he made a couple of songs, which I'm going to play. My favorite one, I'm going to play Complicated. I love that one, and I also like Spinning, but I'm going to play my song Complicated. Listen, so I thank him for his service. He had to go back into active duty. He said, I got to go back. That's why you hadn't heard from him. I said, oh, okay. I was going to call myself. I'm still from my what you got to do. You know, we're going to hook this music up for you. Now, listen, this is complicated. Y'all check it out. I know y'all love it just as much as I do. Take a listen, baby.
Oh,
I can see.
Camellia and Complicated. I just love that song to pieces. I really do. Nice beat, nice sound. Words is great. Great lyrics. I'm telling you, you can follow what he's talking about. It's really wonderful. Really smooth. So listen, I am out of time for this particular episode. Got a lot going on. You know something is going to be posted on Facebook once again. Go through all the shows. You can take a look. You know, and I just really want to say thank you to everybody that comes across the Fierce Female Network. We get a lot of talent across here. We really, really do. I tell you, it is just phenomenal. So listen, y'all, I'm coming back later on today. I'm spending some more music for you. I got something real special that's coming up. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Young lady, she reached out again for her husband. Her husband does music. It sounds really good. So I'm going to put something together real special for her and her husband. I'm going to give you the details on the date later on today. All right, now y'all be good to one another.
You motivated, you motivated, you winning.